The Moose Jaw Winmar Warriors will be looking to get back on the winning track when they play their first home game since the beginning of the month on Thursday night. The Warriors look to be on the verge of winning their third game in four outings on Tuesday night in Swift Current, but would go on to a 4-2 loss to the Legionnaires. A win would have kept Moose Jaw in the logjam for sixth place in the 12-team league. Instead, they fell to 5-8 0-0 and sit in ninth, 2 points back of Warman, Estevan and Prince Albert and a point up on the Yorkton Maulers. The Legionnaires struck first in the contest, with Cobe Perlinger scoring the game's opening marker with 1:05 to play in the opening period. The Warriors would respond quickly in the second, first when Max Thrynen tied the game 1:26 into the frame and again when Grady Hoffman scored on the power play midway through the frame. Swift Current has sat among the league leaders since the start of the season for a reason, though, with a quick strike offense being a part of that. Two goals in 12 seconds late in the second would see the Legionnaires take a 3-2 lead out of the period, with Campbell Pinsonneau scoring with 6:58 remaining and Jace England with 6:46 on the clock. England added his second of the game on the power play with 6:53 to play in the third. Ryan Hicks made 26 saves in the loss, while Bernie Weston had 29 saves for the Legionnaires. The Warriors are back in action tonight when they host the Estevan Bears. Game time is 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Event Center.